Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Tef Yud and Yud Aleph. Maybe Yud Beis, if you have a minute at the end. The Mechaber says, Harei Adam B'Shav Tashmish Muteres L'Shamish Pam Shinis Kishit Titar Mi U'meichash Chayshin U'chod Azim Nachar Yoso Kigoyin, Rosa Pamachase Pamayim B'Leol Shel Tfiloso K'shetagi Atfila Acheres Tzricha Lifrish Leol Shel Tfiloso Ve'in Tzorach Lifrish Leol Shel Tfiloso Shlishis Tekomid Lo'ikav Aveset Lechashin U'lechod Azim Nachar. So the Mechaber says that a woman that sees on Leil Tvilo has to be purged the next Leil Tvilo. She has to be purged just one time. Mashmoy says, like we'll see b'hemshech, that after one time that she doesn't see, then she doesn't have to be purged. Exactly how that happens, we'll see as Machlekes Achrayim. Now, what is this kshash that we have to be purged for Leil Tvilo? We've seen that a Yom HaChodesh you have to be purged for, and a Yom HaFlaga we have to be purged for, and Ein HaBeinonis. What's Leil Tvilo? What type of chiyuv is that to be choishish for Leil Tvilo? So the truth is that the Pesachua brings down from the Chavis Das that the Tvila lane is not a chash. If a woman sees without a tashmish on a Leil Tvilo, he doesn't have to be purish. She doesn't have to be purish the next Leil Tvilo. And that is because the way that he understands is that Tvila is like an oinus. Since Tvila is like an oinus, you're not choishish after one time. And the Mela, if she saw on a Leil Tvilo without tashmish, she would not have to be choishish the next month. However, in the case where you have Tvilo, Alel Tvilo, together with the Tashmish, then in that case you have to be Choshish. And the Mashmoy says, because it becomes the Murkov, even though a Kvitza by itself, you don't have to be Choshish. However, a Kvitza together with a Yom, you do have to be Choshish. So you have a Tvilo together with a Tashmish, and therefore you have to be Choshish. The only issue is, like the Chavetz Das Ma'ur, that sounds like two Ainsim together. Where do we ever have to find that if a woman has two Ainsim together, that also you have to be Choshish? You have a Leil Tvila, which is an Oinus, the Chero, and Tashmish, which is an Oinus. Two Oinsim together create a miracle of Lechero not. So the Chavetz Das wants to say that in a Hanami, that as we'll see b'hemshech, that Tashmish is not considered a Oinus, b'chlal, it's considered a Vestaguf. And a Vestaguf together with a Leil Tvila, which is an Oinus, that you could create a miracle for. And in a Hanami, that's why you'd have to be Choshish one more time. And Lechura, in this sif, it's Mavur. Lechura, in this sif, it's Mavur, and even more so in the next sif, in Sif Yud Aleph, that Roy Machmas Tashmish is a vest and not a chili. Remember the very first Pischei Tshuva in the Simin brought down a Machlekes Achronim. What is Roy Machmas Tashmish? Is it a chili, like the Neid Bihud? Is it a vest, like the Neid Bihud holds, the Sam Sefer? Or is it a choyli, chshash choyli, at least? In addition to vest, the Chavetz Das learns, it's a suffix, is it a vest, or is it a choyli? The Aruch HaShulchan and the Lechem V'Simla, they go b'chlal, that it's only a choyli. The Shaar Liz Lechur in this sif, which the Makor is from a Rajbo, and certainly in the next sif, which we mamash kreveah for every 6 months, it's mashma Lechur, it's mevur, that it's a vest. Not only that is the Lashon of the Rajbo, that the Beis Yosef brings down. Beis Yosef brings down that the Rashba says in Sif Yud, "Kivin delch shetitvo leka ela iser derabanan, the kaimelan vestas derabanan." A woman that is rei machmas tashmish three times, since all it is an iser derabanan because vestas derabanan, so a meila we have to be choishish that maybe he's going to be over on an iser derabanan chas v'chalila. However, lechoritz mefurish over here in this sif, how could he learn the sif like the shittas that hold that it's a choyli? And the pshat is, and I saw the Aruch HaShulchan really read this duch, Teich Dvarov, and he says that over here it's totally different. Over here, it's not a shayla of Aroya Machmas Tashmish, Gimel Pamim Ritzufim. The machlekes that we had at the beginning of the Simen, that's when a woman sees Gimel Pamim Machmas Tashmish, Gimel Pamim Ritzufim. The shayla is that a choyli, or is that a vestet? Well, then we said that she should see three times in a row, that should be her vest. The choyla, that doesn't make sense, that should be considered a vest, that's a choyli. However, when she sees at certain intervals, she sees every 6 months, she sees every Leil Tvila, she sees every Tezvav LaChodesh, then that's clear that the Choyli is coming at certain intervals, it's coming with a vest. Like we saw at the Emet Simen Kuf Tzadei Aleph, a woman that sees in her Talas Meraglayim, she has some sort of Choyli, if she sees it at certain intervals, then it turns into a vest. The same thing over here, that means that even though Zichr is a Choyli, but in a case where the Choyli comes at certain intervals, then everybody holds that it's a vest. The Mela Lachori, you have no Raya. Lefidus, you have no Raya. In Sif Yud Aleph, we saw that there's a Shach that says that the vest of Ramat is Kvitzos, and the Taz, which is Mashmah, not that way, as we'll see, it's a vest of Guf Lachori. That's all they're all going in these seifim, that it's muchach, that the choyli is coming at certain intervals. How do we reckon that? Choyli. Is it like kvitzas? Is that vesa like kvitzas or is it like vesa guf? However, that does not tell us bechlal that the shach and the taz hold, like the Neid Yehuda. No, none of the achrenim bring down. I shouldn't say none of the achrenim. Or lechori, you don't have a raya muchachas, at least some do. From this shach and the taz, that they hold that it's a vest, because we're only going in this specific cases of Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph, that the Ramat is coming at certain intervals, everybody agrees that there's a vest there. The truth is that if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he goes that it's takanat. This is how he's masber, that you have no raya from here. But he says, Bechla, there's no sheches. He says, Tvila and Tashmish both come out of Maisa. He doesn't even entertain the fact that it should be possibly a vest in it. He says it wouldn't be a Vesta Guf because it comes out of Idea Maisa. He says that it's that which we say in Lashon of Vesta over here. The Kol Midi Leikom of Vesta, like Chayish HaLechaz Zimna. He says it's a Lashon Mushul. It's a borrowed Lashon, but Be'etzin there's no Vesta here. And he says, Anurayim Be'ishazu She'ish La Begufa Eza Machala. Vasiba Ne'lemeth Me'itanu. We see that this woman has some sort of issue. She has some sort of condition that she sees always on the Leil Tvila, and we don't know what the reason is. We know that very cold water, very hot water, could cause a woman who has a condition that she shouldn't feel well, that she should see some sort of reaction to the cold water, and therefore we have to be choishish that maybe it's in conjunction with the Leil Tvila she sees. Lachain in the dimin klal klal in any vesta, the zeo machal of the vesta, the sikhon of lachash chomash, the sikhon bechayv. Ibu klal brushes off, he says, not even a vesta. Even according to the mandam or a choyli, it's not a choyli that comes with a vesta, it's a choyli that we see comes in conjunction with certain things. So you have to be choyshish for whatever we see that it comes in conjunction with. But in a chanami, it's not a raya to the mandam omar that Ramad is vestis. Now the lashon of the mechaber is, Hari adam shas tashmish muteres l'shamish pam shenis, miu mechash chayshin chod zimno. If she saw Pamachas or Pamayim. Now, how did she see Pamayim? If she saw a Leil Tvila, she has to be Chershish the next Leil Tvila, so how did she see two Leil Tvilas in a row? So says the Chavaz Das and the Chanami. She was over Vishimsho, and that's the way that the Chavaz Das goes to the entire Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. He says, anytime you want to be Oiker, a Chshash, it's Dafke of over Vishimsho. And Mimel, in this case also, if she saw Pamayim, would only be with an over Vishimsho. And he says that's what it's talking about over here. In fact, Aruch HaShulchan, Zolzayin, that it's talking about over Vishimshon. What's the Chiddush though? Pamay Pamayim. Why did the Mechaber say it? What was the Chiddush Pamayim? Once it's not three times, then you weren't Kaveya. So what's the difference if it's one time or two times? He dafka wanted to tell me a case of a woman that was over Vishimshon to tell me a case of Pamayim. What was the Chiddush? Says Aruch HaShulchan, it's talking about that in the second time she saw on Leil Tvila just without Tashmish. She talk was Perish, and she saw without Tashmish. And the halach is the Chavaz Das says that you don't have to be choishish for a Leil Tvila by itself. However, even though you don't have to be choishish for a Leil Tvila by itself, since Lamaisa she saw, it's not considered Nakira and she has to be choishish the next month. So that's the chiddush of this sif. According to the Chavaz Das, if she wasn't Mishamish, it's partially that she has to be choishish the next month because she was never Eker. We'll see, Behemshech, that most of the Achronim are choilik on the Chavaz Das, even though the Pisrei Tshuva Nems on this Chavaz Das Kipshutai, Kama Vekama Pamim, he brings on this Chavaz Das over the course of the next two Sefim, and he holds that the only way that you could be Oiker, Echshash of Tashmish with something else, a Murka of Tashmish with something else, is Zafka if she was over Vishimsho. However, many are Chreinim or Chelik. We'll see that Pemshech. The Lashon of the Mechaber is Meichesh chayshin chod zimno achari yosa kigoyin rosa pamay achas epamayim beleil shel tvilasa. Kshdiya tvila acher tzvich lifer shleil shel tvilasa. So the achrenim, like they saw, the achrenim are more, what is this lashon of leil shel tvilasa? The achrenim doesn't make sense. It should say leil tvila, like it usually says. What's the leil shel tvilasa? So the Teres Hashlomim brings down from the Muna Shmuel that he quotes the Taz and he says that the Taz understood that really, it's supposed to the chiddush of the mechaber over here is that even though this woman saw three times on Leil Tvila, however, since we could say that it came together with the Tvila, therefore she's allowed to be perished the fourth time and be meshamish not on a Leil Tvila. That means even though she's Ramat three times in a row, Lechera, it sounds like. She saw three times in a row, but since each time it came on a Leil Tefillah, the Mela will let us say that it's Leil Tefillah which was Gerimit, and therefore you're allowed to be Mishamish, you're always allowed to be Mishamish the fourth time, not on the Leil Tefillah. Let's see what happens. It would come to us to feed this, if that's Sakab Shat, then the Pashtus of the Gemara that says that a woman is Mishamish three times and she's Asura, that's talking about not a normal case. It's not a case where she saw three times in a row on Leil Tefillah. I guess the first time was not on Leil Tefillah, and then she was Tevel and she saw, and Tevel and she saw. How else do you have three times in a Ritzufim? The Pashtus of the case of three times in a Ritzufim is that she's going to see three times in a Leil Tefillah. And the Gemara says that she's Asura. Why is she Asura? She just wait another night. Elamai, you have to say that it's talking about the first time was in Hanami, not in a case where it was on Leil Tefillah. Now the Munis Shmuel brings down the Taz, and he says, Mehechatesi, mi higi lonu anuviyas azu, who told you that when a woman sees three times on Leil Tefillah, that has anything to do with the Leil Tefillah? Maybe it's three times in a row. Like we just said, the normal case is that three times in a row comes out on Leil Tefillah. That's no way an indication b'chlal that has anything to do with the Leil Tefillah. Really says zikr not. That's not pshat in the mechaber. And the pshat in the mechaber is, if you look at the Hagoyis Maimini, which the Beis Yosef brings down, which is the makor for this halacha, it says lehedion, and that's the mashmoyis here, and that's how it says in the first Shulchan Aruch that is printed. It says Leil Sheni Shel Tvilasa. Then we understand what the shell is doing there. Leil Sheni Shel Tvilasa. Leil Sheni Tri Chalifresh Leil Sheni Shel Tvilasa. And it's talking about where she sees not on the first night, she sees only on the second night. So we see it has something to do dafka with the second night. When we see that it has to do dafka with the second night that she sees, it sounds like even regardless of how many times she was with Shamash the first night, Shamash one time or three times, the second night she sees, then she has to be Purish the second night after Tefillah, because the Tefillah could be Germ that she should see on the second night, and that's what she has to be Purish for. Now the Teres HaShlomo Malein, after he brings down this Emunah Shmuel, he says your Taina of Mi Higid Lonu Anuviyas Azu is L'chor not a Taina. Why? Because what's the halach of a woman that sees a Kvitza on Tezvav L'chodesh? She sees Tezvav Nisan with a Kvitza. The halach is that next month she has to be choshish for Tesvav Iyar only if she's kaitis. She doesn't have to be choshish for the day bifnei atzmai, and she doesn't have to be choshish for kvitza bifnei atzmai. Only a tziruf, a murkav of kvitza together with yoin. Why? Maybe it was the kvitza by itself. Maybe it was the yoin by itself. Elamai, when we have two garmin, we don't look at each one bifnei atzmai. But male, if a woman has a tashmish on a leil tvila, we have two garmin here, a tvila and a tashmish together, we don't have to be choshish for each one bifnei atzmai. And in a chanami, it's not an avius. That's how we know the Hilchos Vestas are. If you have two garments together, we're not choshish for each one bifnei atzmai. And that's pshat in the mechaber. And he says, agav, if you look at the Hagoyis Maimini, who says leil sheni shel tefillah, he says mefurish, you can't get out of that. Maybe in the mechaber you could say that's not what he means. But in the Hagoyis Maimini, he says leil sheni shel tefillah. So he says, why does he say that? He says, he's coming to tell you a chiddush. Because if it would be leil tefillah, then you have a different way out. Even if a woman saw one time, or even two times on Leil Tefillah, the third time she would be mutter, she would not have to be perish. Why? Because since it's Leil Tefillah, it's a chiyuv oino, and therefore it would be matcha, the same way that we find that yitzi lederech. It's mutter b'shas oinas aves. So too over here, since she wasn't kaveya, memela, we know that he says that it's mevur and arachayim and Eben Ezer, that Leil yitzi lederech and Leil Tefillah are both a chiyuv. Or you know, it's mashmas they have the same chiyuv, the same darga of chiyuv, and the same way that leil yitzi lederech is mutter ba'oina samuch leves, so too a leil tvila would be mutter oina samuch leves. It says over here it's talking about where you don't have a ves kavua. L'chur the svara applies even when you have a ves kavua. Even when you do have a ves kavua, if you're telling me that leil tvila is the same thing as leil yitzi lederech, so yitzi lederech is mutter even by a ves kavua. So leil tvila should also be by a ves kavua. The reason why he says that we're talking about a Vesha Inakavua, because we're talking about Ramat. She sees three times with Ramat, then she has a different issue. Forget the fact that she's a Ramat, she's a Surah, she's not allowed to be Meshamash Bachal. However, Lachur, it's at least by a Vesha Inakavua, it's Lachur, a big smach from the Surah Sashlamim. There we declared in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. What's the halach lemaisa with a woman that is her leil tvila comes out on a oinas smuch levest of a vessel chain of kavua? What's the halacha? L'chur from his teres hashlamim, it's taka. He blives tarachinatan, but he says there's a big smach from here to matter, because he says l'chur should have the same halacha as leil yitzi lederech. And that's how the Tarat Abaye goes Lamaiso, is Mekel Lamaiso by a Simon Beis. In Benegea to a Vesta Shein Kavua. However, Lamaiso we saw back then, the old Achrenim didn't like the dimion of Tvila to Yitzhila Derech. The whole Yisrael is gebaut on the fact that Yitzhila Derech has the same Allah as El Tvila. But all the Achrenim there, the Chavasas, the Zutera, and the Gival Shol, and all the Achrenim that the Pesach Shuvah brought down, Knesset Yecheskel, they said you can't be Madami Yitzhila Derech Bechlal to Leil Tvila. But mainly the dimion is not a good dimion Bechlal, and Halach Lamais and many Paiskim are Machmer. That was the case that I once had, and somebody asked me, Leil Tvila is 29, which is they saw last month, and the next night is 30, and I called up Moitz, and he said, in a Chanami, you should be prayerish for 29 and 30, even though 29 was the Chor of Vesach in the Kavua. Kundumani, that's how many people go Halach Lamais. Now, if it's a Chavais Das, something which is a Chumra, then the Chor, or Zerua, certainly could be Mekel, even a Chavais Das, if you take it on as a Chumra and as a Kerzin, the Chor also, one would be able to be Mekel. Now, Halach Lamais with the Emunah Shmuel, this Machlek is here that the Teres Hashlam brings down. What's the deal? If a woman sees three times on Leil Tvila in a row, is she mutter to be Meshamesh a fourth time? Not on Leil Tvila. So we look at the Gedele Achrenim, the Sedri Taro, and Kesu Plesi. They all say that no way. That's not Pshat Bechlal. No way that even the Taz that said that a woman that sees three times on Leil Tvila and therefore your mutter afterwards not on Leil Tvila, that's only talking about a case where they understood where you're Meshamesh in between. But zikr, if a woman saw three times in a row on Leil Tefillah, even though theoretically you could say it has something to do with the Tefillah, nevertheless, Halach L'maisa, we are not chayshish that way, and she would be asura to be mishamish until she is bayidik ukedema. That's how L'maisa, the praise of Halach L'maisa. The Not only that, let's just be meisif, that this is only working if you understand that the vest, he says, when you have two, you have a murko of two things together, you're not chayshes for each one mifnei atzmai. That's only if you understand that Ramad is like kfitzes. Kfitzes and yirim, you're not chayshes for each one mifnei atzmai. However, if you hold that Ramad is not a vest of kfitzes, you hold that it's a vest aguf, like the Chavis Das understands, like the Taz will see, seems to understand, like the Apir Ravavi Kenzain and the Ruchaim Sanzer, they all understand that it's a Vesta Guf. It's not only that, it's Tesis. Tesis on Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph says that even Rebbe is masking by Ramat, they need three times because it's like a Chilas Palpulin. A Chilas Palpulin is a Vesta Guf according to Tesis. If you understand it's a Vesta Guf and a Yoim together with a Murkov, you are Chvishish for each one Bifnei Atzmai. The male over here, Lacharid Af Bifnei for each one Bifnei Atzmai. Not only that, Kvitzer, even Kvitzer is a Yoim. The Rishita says you have to be chayish for each one the yom b'fnei atzmai. The Chochmas Adam holds you have to be chayish for the yom b'fnei atzmai. The Halacha L'maaseh we talk don't pass in that way, but either way we do not pass like this Teres Hashlamim. And a woman that sees three times in the tefillah in a row, we don't say that it has anything to do with the tefillah, and she would be asura. Which brings us to the Rama. The Rama says, "Imrasa gimel pamim called pam bebir rishen achat tefillah asur lebay lekidur rasa gimel pamim betzufim sheyaf shalal litvol l'shamish." Then he says, "V'imirala shirasa gimel pamim birushena achaleidaso arasa achar koleidav gimel pamim b'tam leirasa yeshikas lahokal atir labayla v'talina nariya b'chushasa nikoyach leidaso." Just the tursa, the shmeis of the Rama, before we get to the actual hezber of what the Rama actually means. Tursa the shmeis of the Rama starts off with halacha of tefillah, and then he goes to leida. The hainu. The first halacha that the Rama is talking about is a woman that sees, Mepash is the way the Taz learned, and we don't know that the Shachal is not this way, especially the way that he was Chayzer, the way that the Teresh Lam brings down the Shachal Chayzer, it sounds like he is Mepharish like the Taz, not like the Chavis Das learns in the Shach. The Chavis Das had a different girsa than the Shach. And what the Pisley Tshuva brings down, that the Shach learns not like the Taz, that's the original girsa, but Lamaisa, he was Chayzer himself, and he learns like the Taz. That the first din of the Rama is that a woman that sees, even if she does not see three times in a row, the Hainu, she sees three times, each time that she saw was the first time that she was Meshamesh after Tvila. And after this, she was Avar V'Shimsha.
She was mishamish one time after tefillah and over v'shimshu a few times. And then she went to tefillah again. And the first time she was mishamish, she saw. And then over v'shimshu a few times. And then again a third time. And then she was mishamish. Now even if the three times that she was mishamish and saw machmas tashmish, each time was not leil tefillah. One was 3 days after tefillah. And the second time was 9 days after tefillah. And the third time was 2 days after tefillah. So long as each one of those three was the first time that she was mishamish after tefillah, then the woman has a big issue. And that is that she can't be mishamish always the first time, the next time she's going to go to tefillah, she's going to be tevil, she's not going to be able to mishamish the first tashmish because she's going to see. But maybe she's asura. And therefore she has to get divorced or she has to do a bedikas referes to see what whether or not bedikas referes is even going to help you for leil tefillah, like the Pitzel Tshuva brings down. But she has the same issue as a woman that sees three times in a row. Then the Rama continues and he says that a woman that the same thing happens after Leda, Dainu, she sees one time after three Ledas, each time it's the first time that she's Mishamish after Leda, it doesn't have the same halacha as a woman that sees the first time after every three Leda. Because over here it could be Taylor, the reason why she sees in the Leda. She doesn't have to get divorced. Even though when she gets to her fourth birth, you have an issue. How is she glad to be Mishamish the first time? It's not an issue. I say that all the three times that she saw before him because of a makkah. And not because of makkah leda, not because of it's the first. She has a vest to see the first time after leda. Not only that, he continues and he says, even if a woman sees three times after three leda, still she's mutter. And we have to see exactly what that chiddush is. Now, the first halacha that he brings down, when he gets to the tefillah, that a woman that sees always the first time after tefillah, that she's usher, so the chiddush is that even though it's not gimel pamer ritzufim, she's still usher because always the first time after later she sees. The crazy place he is matmiya, he says, l'chora, b'mitzias, it's very difficult to understand such a chash. A woman sees always the first time after she's mashamish, the first time she's mashamish after tefillah, doesn't make a difference if it's 2 days later or 9 days later, what, it's exeris akasiv that she always sees after tefillah, no matter when she's mashamish. L'chura, to say that there's such a vest, L'chura doesn't make any sense. And in Echanami, he learns that the case is talking about that the woman saw three times on Leil Tefillah, and even though I theoretically should have been told that it's Leil Tefillah, still I say, I'm not told that it's Leil Tefillah, and she would taka be Aser, which sounds really the halacha of the Mechaber. However, the Achorinim asked that it's very hard to understand how do you fit that into the Lashon of the Ramah. Sharei, it's Ki'ilu Ras Gimel Pam Ritzufim. It is Gimel Pam Ritzufim. Shrei Efshula Litvul Leshamish Imar Shrei Rei Kol Pam Achret Tefilaso. What type of Nesina Tam is that? Shrei Efshula Litvul Leshamish Imar Shrei Rei Kol Pam Achret Tefilaso, because she saw three times in a row. Most of the Achrenim go like the Shach and the Taz. They're talking about that even if they're not three times Ritzufim, nevertheless, since she can't get past the first Tashmish, she is Asura. However, that's only going to get to Tefilah. When it comes to Leda, it's not that way. Now, the Mechaber says, the Ramah says two halachas when it's regard to Leda. Either she sees one time Machmas Tashmish after three Ledas, and after each time that she saw, she was Mashamish 20 times and she didn't see. Then we're allowed to be Tehle, even though I should say, when she gets to the fourth birth, that she already saw three times after Leda, and she's also after the fourth birth, Kamash Malan, that we do not say that, because we say that all the dam that she saw is because of a Makas Leda. Then he said another halacha. He says, halacha of a woman that sees three times after each of the births, then she's, in that case, she's going to be, she's also mutter. Even though she saw three times after each birth. Now, like the Olam saw, the Be'er Heitav understands that it's not really two cases, it's one case. You have to, it's a Tori Sefer, the Oy, Im Irila Sheras, the Gimel Pamim, Be Rishena Acher Leidasa, the Ras Acher Kol Leida, Gimel Pamim. You saw always the first time after Leida and three times, but it's talking about two cases. So what do we need two cases for? So we'll see in a second what we need two cases for. So the big machlokes between the Taz and the Shach had to learn the second din of the Ramah. The second din of the woman that saw three times in a row. And the Shaila really revolves around Pshat in the Shari Dura. The Shari Dura says as follows. The Lashon of the case that the Shari Dura brings down, he says, Al-davar ha-isha she-samach la'achal edaso, ke-she-shim-sho, a woman, after her later, she's mashamish, ra'asa machmas tashmish, v'shuv lo'i ra'asa yaser. She saw machmas tashmish, and then she didn't see anymore. What does it mean she didn't see anymore? And then she saw again after Tmila, and then a third time. After 2 weeks later, after the third Tmila that she saw in a row, she was pierced in either by herself. Baruch Hashem, she didn't see after Tashmish. And this woman, for years this is going on, and she didn't know there's any issue. She came after the third birth to ask, what do I do now, Rabbi? So she actually saved her marriage by ignorance sometimes is bliss. I saw a tshuva about somebody else, one of the pisuk tshuva brings down, the woman that saw five times. And the way that the shayla tells back the question, because she didn't know there's any issue. And we already have heard such stories, as was mentioned earlier. Somebody after a few years spoke to Rav. Yeah, we've been having, I don't know what it was, a few months, 3 months, 6 months. Each time that's certainly an issue. People don't realize it's an issue. You go to the mikvah, it's not an issue, right? It is an issue. Now, how do we get out of that issue that we discussed then? So what does it mean that this woman saw once achar tefila, v'shuv lo yirah sayyotzim? What does it mean, v'shuv lo yirah sayyotzim? So Nekudas HaKesef himself says that in the end of Nekudas HaKesef, he says that this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes. How do we teach this v'shuv lo yirah sayyotzim? So the Taz and the Bach, they understood v'shuv lo yirah sayyotzim means that she was mishamish other times and didn't see. In other words, she saw once right after Leda, she was mishamish five times, didn't see. She's mishamish another time, she saw. Mishamish a few times, she didn't see. Mishamish a third time, and she saw. Mishamish a few times, and she didn't see. So at the end of the day, she saw nine times after three ledas, three times after each leda, but they weren't retufim. One time always right after the leda, and then another two times after that, but not retufim. And the Ramah says that even though she saw three times, nevertheless, she's going to be mutter after she gets to the fourth leda. The Shach, on the other hand, understands, no, v'shuv le'rosa yaitzer means she didn't see any more dam, and she went to the mikvah. As opposed to what it says later on, that she was pierced in either me'atma, this lady wasn't pierced in either. She went to the mikvah, and she saw right away. But in the Chanan, he's talking about, she saw three, gimel pamim retzufim. She saw three times that are in a row, and in the Chanan, even though she saw three times in a row, after each birth, nevertheless, since she had bia shel heter afterwards, the Mela, when she gets to her fourth birth, then she's going to be mutter. We don't say she was machzik herself as a Reya Machos Tashmish after each birth. The Taz, on the other hand, says, no way. Three times Ritzufim after each birth, you're going to be Aser. The Shaila is, what's Pshan on the Taz? Besides all the Diktukim in the Lashon, right, the Nekudas HaKesef has nine questions on the Taz, all the Diktukim in the Lashon of the Ramah, the two basic questions that the Ilam had a lot of difficulty with, and we'll hone in on those two questions. The first question is, what's the difference between one time or three times? If you could tell me that you're allowed to be toilet one time, the Taz is masking that one time, that's the first halacha of the Ramah. One time you're allowed to be toilet in a makas leda, so why can't three times be toilet in a makas leda? If a woman goes to the doctor and they say she has a makas, so we're only going to be toilet one tashmish afterwards? The halacha is by Dam Besulim, it says that you're allowed to be in Sifir Gimel, Albayas Besula, Kama Pam and Barosa Damachas Tashmish, Lo Inla Machzakin, and Shin Dam Besulim, Ashish Pamachas, like Tira. A woman is allowed to be tailored down the sulam five times, 20 times, we'll see exactly how many times. But as long as she hasn't gotten one tashmish now seeing, then the chersh is allowed to be tailored the entire time. The second shayla is that what's the chiddush of the fact that she saw three times? The Ramah says two halachas. The first halacha is a woman sees one time after every leda. She's not machzik herself as a reyma for tashmish after leda because she can be tailored in the leda. And even if she saw three times after each leda, if she didn't see three times in a row, then what's the chiddush of three times more than one time? She has not mastered herself as a Ramah of Tashmish. So what's the chiddush of the second case any more than the first case? The two basic questions to be cleared in the Ramah. And we'll try to answer them with a Chakira. What the Taz holds, we find when I get to Chatzitza, that it says that if a woman has one hair which is tied, then it's chaytzitz. And if she has three hairs that are tied together, then it's not chaytzitz. Frakti Gemara, what's with two hairs? Says Gemara, any idea? We ask the same clear when we get to the Sidrit, when we get to the Taz. If a woman sees one time achar tashmish, she's not tailored makas leda. If she sees three times after, one time after leda, she's allowed to be tailored leda. If she sees three times in a row after leda, she's not allowed to be tailored leda. What's with two times? A woman sees two times after leda,
three times in a row. Now she gets to the fourth birth. Can she be telling the later or not? What's the shaila? Is the var that only the first time after later, which since it's samach to the later, you're allowed to be tailor, but anything more than that, you're not allowed to be tailor. That's really the lashon to a certain extent. Sheheim inim tkuf kan chomer tvei b'shtei bias shachar bi rishena sheheim inim tkufim laleda. It's dafka the tashmish which is take of achar aleda. That's where you're allowed to be tailor. But anything after that, you're not allowed to be tailor. A second one, you're not allowed to be tailor. Or is the var that it's since she saw three times, she's mastered herself like a ramat. She's mamash. She has a chazaka to take the whole chazaka and be tailor that in a makas leda. That we're not going to do. But in Echanami, two times the Seder. I don't have a raya. However, Lule de Mestafin Amina, that the second shot is the richtig one. That is dafka since it's three times in a row. Since it's three times in a row, so she's machzik herself as a Rehma Hasashmish, Mamela, you're not going to be tailor the all three times in the Ledo. But Frat Lechard is the Taz that she does say. The Taz we saw in Tefeg, Tevok, Tezayin. That the Taz holds, you're only tailor in a Maka which is Maitzi Dam. A woman knows to be Maitzi Dam. Leda, we know theoretically it could be Maitzi Dam by other ladies, but the standard lady, we know she had a Leda, the standard lady doesn't see after Bishas Tashmish, after Leda. 6 weeks after Inechnam, she sees a very lot of Dam after Leda. But that she should see Bishas Tashmish, for sure, that you'll be able to be Tehillah, that even though she's Machzik herself as a Reya Machas Tashmish three times in a row to be Tehillah that all in the Leda, Mechatesa, you could do such a thing. How are you tailor all those things in Leda if you don't know for sure that this Isha has a Makkah which is Maitzi Dam? The Shaila is though, what's the Pshat? Lachur, that would be the reason why he holds the difference between one and three. One, you're allowed to be tailor in a Leda. However, three, to be tailor, Mamash a Chazaka of Ramat in a Leda, Mechatesi to do that. Who says that the she mamash is you're taking the entire chazaka and being turned that in a makkah that you don't even know that it exists? That says the Taz we're not going to do. The shaila is, who says that you have three over here? Maybe you only have two every time, because the first time the Taz holds you're always allowed to be tilling a leda. So even if a woman sees three times in a row, but the second and third it's only two times really that she was wearing machas tashmish. The first time that she sees, she's always allowed to be tilling a leda. She should really need four times after every Leda. Because if you tell me she sees one time after every Leda, she's allowed to be tailored in a Leda. So now that she sees one, two, three after Leda, how come she's not allowed to be tailored the first one in the Leda and she only has two afterwards? Elamai, the reason is Pashut. Because since she saw three times in a row, so the second and the third time are Magala, that the first time also wasn't Machmas Leda. Once I'm not being tailored two and three, so then that's Megala, that the first time also wasn't Machmas Leda. To see this, we can understand the chiddush of the Ramon, the second case. The chiddush of the Ramon, the second case, is that even though the woman saw three times after every Leda, the second time that she saw after Leda, that wasn't Ritzufim, that wasn't after the first, it wasn't three times in a row. She saw once, and then five times, was Masham, she didn't see, she saw another time, then three times later she saw another time. The second and the third time that she saw, that you can't be telling Leda, the chiddush. That wasn't Samach Leda B'chlal. Zikr you can't be tailor that Leda. So this Isha that we know that number two and number three have nothing to do with the Leda, maybe that she Megala on the first time also has nothing to do with the Leda. And that should say that she was really in Emes HaRei Machas Tashmish for the first time after Leda. Kamash Malon, the Rabban, the second case. That's the Chiddush of the second case. Even though number two and number three weren't Machmas Leda, it should be Megala number one that it's also not Machmas Leda. The same way that when a woman sees three times in a row, number two and number three, Magala number one, that it's not Machmas Leda. This woman also, we don't know for sure that she has a Makkah. It's just that a Leda theoretically could be. Once we see that this lady doesn't just see Bishas Leda, she sees later on also, she saw each time, she saw three times, she saw number two and number three, and that has nothing to do with the Leda. It should be Magala number one, also that has nothing to do with the Leda. Kamash Malan, the Ramah, that in Echanami, that's also not, we were Taylor the first one in the Leda, even though number two and number three were not Taylor in the Leda, the first one, we are Taylor in the Leda. Now, the Chur Raya Ladover, that Leda is not such a big Makkah, is the Pesach Shur brings down over here from the Chavetz Chaim. He says, even according to the Shach that holds that a woman that sees three times in a row, she's Mutter, she's allowed to be Tehillah in the Leda, he says that's only Klape, the fact that she's not a Raya Machas Tashmish. However, she still needs Zayinikim. Why does she need Zayinikim? The Chur, she has a Makkah's Leda. In fact, the Shach, what's the difference between one time and three times? She has a one time, you can be Tehillah, three times, she'll be able to be Tehillah. Even though, says the Chavetz Chaim, even though the Shach
was masculine, it could be tilin amakas ledo. However, that you shouldn't need zayin akim, that we don't find. And in the Chanami, it's not borotas, not a makah, it doesn't have the darg of makah meitzi adam. A makah which is meitzi adam, the shach holds, you don't have to be, you don't need zayin akim. It's only kilu a makah, we don't know if it's meitzi adam. There's yudai mechichoyt, so we're not going to make it a ramat. However, the maisa, it's not klar that there's such a makah there, and therefore, even according to the shach, she's still going to need zayin akim. Now, the Olam asked, what's the halacha according to the Shach? The Shach holds that if a woman sees three times after every Leda, that she's mutter to be mishamish by the fourth Leda. Because we don't look at her as a, she wasn't hukzak as a ramat after Leda. What's with the third Leda? After the third Leda, she's mishamish three times, and she stops, and she comes to the Rav. And she says, listen here, Rabbi, this has been my history. After the first Leda, I saw three times in a row, and afterwards I didn't see. Second Leda, I saw three times in a row, after that I didn't see. After the third Leda, I saw three times, and now I stopped. What do I do? Am I mutter or not? So the truth is that the Shach in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, before he was Chayzer in the Nekudas HaKesef, he says even when you got to the second Leda, once you saw by the first Leda that she was Meshamesh three times, and afterwards she wasn't, she was Meshamesh, and she had Bias Shel Heter that she didn't see, then once you get to the second Leda, she's already allowed to be Meshamesh, after she saw three times in a row, she's allowed to be Meshamesh after that, she's allowed to presume it has to be in the Leda. So let me ask you a question. So then the first time I should say that also. If you're telling me that when a woman sees three times in a row, she's allowed to be telling Leda, so how come after the first Leda, it's Mavur in the Shach, the way that he learns the Ramah, when a woman has a Leda and she sees three times in a row, the din lechatchila is she has to do a B'dikah Shveferes. Why does she have to do a B'dikah Shveferes? Why can't she be telling the Leda? L'chur, we know that Leda is a way that you can be telling. So the first time she should be able to be telling the Leda, she should be able to go for a fourth time. And the second time that she's a Ramat after the second birth, she knows because the first time that proves she wasn't mastic or something that happened three times.
The fourth, fifth time after she
had the second time already. What? The fourth and fifth time, yeah.
Of the first Leda.
Yeah.
How does it catch up all the three times that
she saw? Say that it's Machmas Leda.
Even in the second one, you can be tired of
that. So why can I do that now, though? Once you tell me that Leda is a Cleo, so why can I do that to start out with? I'll start out and say that Leda is a Cleo. You're telling me that if Lamaris, I'm holding by the fourth Tashmish. If she's good, then that's Magal that all three were Machmas Leda. So let me go for it. Let me see. The answer is, and a lot of them declared this, and that is, we find, what happens when a woman is very Machmas Tashmish? The first time, we have a mission on Daf Yudal and Manaf that says that a woman that sees Mishas Tashmish, and she's Boidik right away, the halacha is that she has to bring a Karman Chatas. Now let me ask you, the halacha is that a woman, when she, after three times that she's very Machmas Tashmish, she has to do a B'dikah Shveferes, or she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Why is she allowed to get married to somebody else? It's a Svek Sveko. Safik is the Da Machmas Astodim, or is it from the Makor? Even if it's from the Makor, maybe Lav Kolos Boy Shavis. So let me ask, if there's such a tzad that the Dam is coming from the Astodim, so then, even the first time, why is she chayav a karbon? The chur is always the tzad that the dam came from the tzadim. Not only that, why does she have to do b'dikas referes after three times? Or even if she does a b'dikas referes, even if she does, no, that's we'll see b'hemshech that there is. Look, you could ask by one tzafim, but we see that there's tzadim is a tzad. There's always a tzad that the dam came from the tzadim. If there's a tzad that the dam came from the tzadim, it's why she chayav a karbon. There's always a tzad that came from the tzadim. So some of the Elam wanted a taina that in a chanami tzadim is not a tzad bifnei atzmoi. However, when it to be mitzarif to tzvek tzveiko, then it is a tzad. And Kiv Eger is in Siman Samach Beis. He brings up such a possibility. He lemaisa doesn't want to go that way. However, even if you go that way, the Sidra Tara says something. Says a different shot. Sidra Tara, he asks the same question, and he says as follows. He says that the first time that she saw Machmas Tashmish, there's no tzad really that it came from the tzadim. It's pasha to us that it was a fluke. She saw chaval. She saw one time Mishas Tashmish. However, if it happened three times in a row, Roya Machmas Tashmish is not even a muted mutal if you saw in the Beit Yisrael. It's so uncommon. Vosap says a woman saw three times in a row. L'chur, it's Megala. After she saw three times, there's already, there's a kind of in trial. What's going on over here?
How did she see three times in a row? L'chur, that itself, the fact that she saw three times in a row, is merely the suffix that maybe there's like a pet on the stadim. That's why she saw three times in a row. Luli de Mistafin Amina, if a woman was Rei Machatashish one time, and she goes to the Rav, and she says, what should I do? And he says, I'm sorry, you're going to have to bring your Karban Chatas. And she goes home, and she forgets to be Mafresh her Karban Chatas. And she's Mashamash another time, and she sees Dam. And she goes to the Rav, and the Rav says, yeah, you're going to have to be Mafresh her Karban Chatas. And she goes home and she forgets to. And the third time, she goes ahead, she's Mishamish, and she sees Dama Chatas, she comes to Rav, the Rav says, hold on with your Karma Chatas. Let's find out, with all your Karma Chatas, and let's find out. It's already three times. Now it's already nearly that there's a Tzad of Tzadim. Once it happened three times, there it's Megala that there's Tzadim. So Zichar, even according to the Shach, you're right that we could be Taylor Leda. We're only Taylor and Leda once there's a Echocha afterwards that she saw other times after Leda. If she saw three times after Leda, and then afterwards she didn't see, so you have some sort of Arifacha, and then it happened another time, and maybe possibly a third time, depending on whether or not we go with the Shach, if he was Chariz from this, maybe only after the third time you'll be Butter. Once you saw three times in a row after Leda, then ready, Advar Mechichim that Lechera, Yesh Dvar Begoy, and you let it be tailored that there is Mimakas Aleda. How do we pass in Allah Lamaisa? Hopefully it will never be Allah Lamaisa. But if a woman sees Machmas Tashmish three times in a row, Ritzufim, Machlaik is between the Shach and the Taz. Lamaisa, the Badei Shulchan, he brings down that the Achrenim go like the Shach, that even three times in a row, you'll have to be Terle in a Makas Leido. Now, where does this come up? Yes, Lamaisa, possibly. The Shevi Levi points out, he says that sometimes that it happens that a woman Taka sees after Leido. It's not so uncommon for a woman to see after Leido, and you'll have to be Terle that there is a Maka there. However, he says all the more so bismanenu that it's common that a woman might tear b'shas leida and she'll have to get stitches, and then the dam could come out from the stitches also b'shas tashmish, and that's another tliya. That's also a type of tliya of tzadim. It's a tliya of mako, and you would be allowed to be tirla. Not only that, we'll see b'samech that there's even a possibility to be tirla maybe if the dam has come from the makar, as we'll see. Lamaisa, we do have this tliya of tilim b'maka. Generally, bismanenu, we're able to tell whether or not it's come from b'maka, and therefore it makes it all the more easier to be tilim. Now, the Shach says, the Yisrael over here, he says, b'chlal, anytime that gimel pam retufim after Leda is going to be a problem, that's lechatchila. She sees three times after Leda, not that she sees after three different births. She sees after one Leda three times in a row. He says that's only after melois, which means after day 40, after a Leidas Zohar and after day 80 of a Leidas Nekeva. However, if a woman sees three times during Malait, generally a woman doesn't end up by the Mikveh for 6 weeks, just practically, though it could happen, that's already after day 40. So it's more common by a girl than by a boy that she would have three times in a row. He says even if a woman sees three times in a row, since it's Dam Tayar, she's not machzik herself as a Ramat, and after the days of Yimei Torah pass, she's going to be Mutter. Frek the crazy place, Frek the Chavaz Das, Farvos. It's machlekes in the Gemara whether or not the dam that comes out, Peshas, Malois, before Malois, sign of the dam Tayar, is that Mayan Achas or Shtei Mayanis? In other words, is the dam Tame and dam Tamar come from two different Mekuris, Kilu? Comes from two different, it originates in two different places? It all originates from the same places. There's a cost of that. Up until day 40, it's Tar, and after that, it's Tame. And we paskin that it's one Mayan Achas, it's all one place. Who cares that the dam is Torah now? But Lamai says she's masik herself that she's going to see three times afterwards. So Chavaz Das says a chiddush. He says an interesting vart. He says that the only reason, he says that the Ran Be'etzem says that every time that a woman is a Ramat, Be'etzem she has a suffix. Is it coming from Tzadim or is it coming from the Makar? He says, and nevertheless she's Aser. Why is she Aser? Safek Darabana Lekula. He says, because we have to clare, the clare is not only Benegea to Vest, Dehainu Lehaba. Does she have a Vest, which is a Shaila Vedarabana? It's also a Shaila Benegea to the Dam that she saw now. Is this Dam that's going to be Metamer, Klapi Daraisa? So it's the Shaila of Vest is a Shaila Darabana, but it has ramifications Benegea to Daraisa also. I have to clare also Benegea to Daraisa. So since I have to clare Benegea to Daraisa, I have to be Machmer also on the Darabana. However, in a case where a woman sees during Yimei Toyar that she doesn't have to clear Benegea to the Dam, because the Dam is Dam Tar, her only Shaila is Benegea to the Vest, Does she have a vest in the future that she's going to see down? That's a Safek Derabanan. And the Mela, Safek Derabanan, in a Hanami, we're going to go Lakula. That's how he learns Bidas HaShach. L'maisa, la'aloch l'maisa, seems that the person go with the Shach, that a woman that would see during the first 40 days in a Hanami, she would not be mafsik herself as a Remach HaTashmish for after those days. However, the Badei Shulchan says she should do Bidiko on the fourth Tashmish after she passes day 80, she should check to see if there's anything that's going on. Now the Shach says over here, he says, Venira the kol shekein hocha, he says the oid hocha ikanami tzad heter the machmash chulshes haleida ros adam machus tashmish. He says bechlal, a woman that sees right after birth, there's another svar besides dam tara. There's a svar that she saw machmash chulshes haleida. What does that mean, machmash chulshes haleida? That means dam of the stadim. So I saw the Shevet Levi, he's mitzad that he's mitzapik. He says chulshes haleida is machmash that it's dam that's coming from the makar. It's not dam that's stadim. And even so, you're allowed to be tailor that she's not going to see that later on. He says that's really the Metzias Bizmanenu, is that very often it's possible that a woman that goes to the mikveh very quickly after birth, her rechem has not been mechazik itself enough, and it's possible that she'll see one time or two times. He says, but generally we'll never get to three times, because by the time she's going to go to the mikveh already another two times, she'll already strengthen, the makar will already strengthen herself, and she's not going to see, and therefore we don't have to be choshish that she's going to get to three times. That's with regard to Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph. Ishah shorasa machmas tashmish lachar chatzis shana chaz v'rasa machmas tashmish miteres labayla shvelekovim begimul vestis shovim v'lei b'diluk. However, miyuch ha-sheshes pamachas. Now, it seems clear, and he says, if a woman is mishamish three times, then she's kovei vest for whatever three times that she saw, and she has to be accurate three times. Now, even if we mentioned beforehand that there's no raya from here that vestes are, that Raman is a vest, it could be that it's still a chayli. However, even those that hold that it is a vest, it's not clear what type of vest it is. Is it a vest ha'onis of kvitzos? And that's why you're not choshish after one time. That's mashmoyis of the shach over here. And the Neid Yehuda says it's lehedio, the Stam Sefer says it's lehedio. It's a vest ha'kvitzos, therefore you're not to be choshish for one time. And even after three times that she sees, it's ne'akar in one time. Or is it like a vest ha'guf? The Taz seems to say over here that it's a vest ha'guf. The Taz gives a different reason why you don't have to be choshish after one time. He says you don't have to be choshish after one time because we're not going to aser isha labaylo after one al tzachshasha vest shenu kavua. We're not going to aser isha labaylo. That means if a woman sees reimach as tashmish one time, why does she have to be choshish like every vest shenu kavua? She shouldn't be able to be mishamish another time. So if you hold it's a vest akvitzer, it's terrific. You don't have to be choshish after one time. The Taz Kinnira did not hold that it's a vest akvitzer. He held it as like a vest aguf, like the chavas dasa, like Tosfos says. And therefore he said a different pshat. You're not choshish after one time, it's going to cause her to become aser. And the Teres HaShlom says, that's why it's neker b'famachas also. He says, because we're not going to aser a woman any time that we could be mekel, even after one time that she doesn't see, we're not going to aser a woman machmas tashmish, even if it has a din of a vest haguf. And also he says, it's not the derech b'chlal to see machmas tashmish, and therefore we're not choshish. Now, one other nekuda here, and that is when a woman sees machmas tashmish one time, when is she choshish the next time? So the Mechaber talks about a case a woman sees now, and then she sees after 6 months. She's choshish 6 months later. The Shach points out that not only she choshish, let's say she saw a tesvav nisan, she has to be choshish for, she saw a tesvav nisan, and then she saw a tesvav tishrei 6 months later. She has to be choshish for a tesvav nisan, which is 6 months after that. Now it's not exactly clear where's the cutoff point? Let's say a woman sees when she's 23 years old, she sees Tezvav Nisan. Then when she's 29 years old, she sees on Chav Gimel Adar. Does she have to be Choshish for now 6.5 years later that she's going to see? Where's the cutoff point? But Pashas is not talking about a case. Some people learn, the Shulchan Aruch Harav learns that this woman wasn't Mishamish in between in those 6 months. But Rav Achrayim will learn not that way. If you learn that that's the case, so Rechnami, that was the second time that she saw. But a woman that's been Mishamish 100 times in between and she didn't see, and then she saw after 6 months, it's Mechatesi, that she has to be Choshish for 6 months. Where is the cutoff point? She has to be Choshish after a year? I saw some Paiskim wanted to say after a year, you don't have to be Choshish. It's not exactly clear. No one really talks about the Shaila. But either way, she saw Tezvav Nisan, she saw Tezvav Tishrei. She has to be Choshish for 6 months later. She also has to be choishes for tesvav cheshvan because it's yom hachodesh. Now, how is she oiker tesvav cheshvan? Says the Chavis Das, the only way for a woman to be oiker a yom hachodesh is if she's meshamash on the yom hachodesh and she doesn't see. But she's not allowed to be meshamash on the yom hachodesh, so she's never able to be oiker. Says the Chavis Das in a chanami, a woman that sees one time on tesvav lechodesh for the rest of her life, she's aser on tesvav lechodesh. Lechora, the rest of her life just means until she becomes pregnant. After she becomes pregnant and muberes, and then she doesn't have choshes for any vest sheni kavua, she wouldn't have to be choshes for this season. However, like the Dogum Revava and the Dogum Revava points out, that lechora, that's not the mashmois of the shach and the mechaber. The mechaber seems to say you only choshes one time, you don't have to be choshes after that. And that is lemais of the way that Rav Pais can go, that she does not have to be choshes more than one time. A woman that sees on Tesva of Nisan, she only has to be choshes on Tesva of Iyar, and if she doesn't see on Tesva of Iyar, even though she wasn't Mishamish, she does not have to be choshes after that. And what is the reason why? Even though generally, when a woman has a kvitza and a yom hachodesh, the only way to be accurate is if she was kvitz and didn't see. However, since Ramad is so uncommon, we presume that it wasn't the tashmish which was gerim, rather it was the day that was gerim, and as long as she passed by the day and she didn't see, then she's okay. That's how most achrenim go. Tzitzar and the Prideya and numerous other achrenim, and the Badei Shulchan says in Hanami, that's how we pass in like Meitilim, which is lemaisa a big kula lachera, because a woman that Taka saw one time and it wasn't on a yema vest, then even though she's holding by day 33 and she's expecting her vest at some point, with chura, if it came out of a certain yom hachodesh, she should be usher on that yom hachodesh for the rest of her life, or until she becomes pregnant again. We haven't really heard of such a thing. It's not so common that a woman should see from a tashmish. Either way, according to these achrenim, shitaka does not have to be choshish. I'm just going to cease if you'd be. Then we should give a little push to the Olam. It'll take about 1 minute. Arei Machas Tashmish Gimel Pamim Oser LaHashreisei Af Min Arei Tzalova Aleo Elam Kein Reitzel LaHashreisei Yidei Shlish V'lo Yei Lechetz Lo Be'idim. The way the Mechaber passes is somebody that's Arei Machas Tashmish, he's not allowed to stay married. However, if he doesn't want to divorce his wife, so then he's Reitzel LaHashreisei Yidei Shlish. What does it mean? He's Reitzel LaHashreisei Yidei Shlish. Doesn't mean that she always has to have an aide with her. So on the Neitzel Kelim in Evan Ezra, they say it just means that you have to make sure that there's somebody there taking care of her needs, that there's somebody there giving her food. However, if he wants to visit her, it's dafka ayadei edim. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva brings down over here from the Beis Meir, who clears, is this dafka, maybe this halacha is only by Rei Machas Tashmish, where the etzem, she's tahiro, and it's only shash now that maybe if I'm going to be mishamash with her, she's going to see. But the etzem, she's not usher, she's not, there's no iser lover yalez, she's not an either now, she's tahiro. She might see, and it's only shash derabanan. Therefore, they were machmer that maybe he's going to be, shamish. Whoever says a woman that can't be tevil like sif yudalid, and she's taka aser, maybe there's no shash that he's going to be baalel because she's a nido. Therefore, there's no shash that he's going to be nichshol. Just as akdama to our focus, which I really hope that we get up to, beizor Hashem, this man, and that is it mutter to stay? Is it mutter to have yichud with a wife who is a nida? If she's not going to be tevil, but pasha, the only reason that it's mutter, you're not going to be miyach with any arayis. The only reason you're allowed to be miyach with your wife is because she's muteres lachar zman. Over here, that she's not going to be muteres lachar zman, the chur, there should be no heter of yichud bechlal. What's the tzad of the base mayor that she should be mutter to stay married? The chur, there should be no heter of yichud.